First of all, straight to the point, something that's kind of emerged in the last 10 or 15 minutes, lots of reports going around that you've signed David Norris. Can you just tell us whether that's true or not, Dave?
That's not true.
A player you're interested in?
We're interested in a lot of good players, but as I said, you know, many times on your show, I just don't think it's fair that I talk about players that are with other clubs or contracted to other clubs, but I'm on the lookout for a lot of good players yet.
Are you expecting anything this side of the weekend?
I'd like to think so, but I said that I thought something was going to happen last week with somebody and it fell through at the last minute. But we're all back this week or next week anyway. And I think most managers and most players are back into training. People will have a look at what the squads are, who they've got, who they want to get rid of. And then I think there'll be a lot more movement over the next two or three weeks, to be fair.
What about Regula? Is that deal done?
No, it's the boys have had a medical and we're now just in negotiations with the agent, and we'll just see where we go from there. It's, we're not far away, I would think, from finalising whether we do or we don't.
What kind of a player is he, Dave?
He's an attacking midfield player. Scores goals. Had an injury which kept him out for part of a season. And like most foreign players, their contracts and everything else are completely different the way it's done, because they're owned by different parties or third parties, and you just got to make sure that when you're doing the deals, you include everybody that's part of the, you know, should be part of the deal. If you miss one out, it seems to add a snag to the situation. But he's a midfield player. He gets forward. We're hoping that the other boy, Dago, we get his clearance through over the next week or so. And we'll hope that they'll be able to join us for training. With the proviso that, you know, we're guaranteed that their contracts have all been sorted and done.
And is he going to go straight in your first team squad, or is he more of a development type player?
Well, I'd like to think he'll be in the first team squad, to be fair. He comes with a highly good CV at youth level, and he's a young pro. Everybody's talking about him. Everybody that we've spoken to seems to think that we've done a really good deal with the boy, and he'll be a big hit in this country. It's like any time you bring in a foreign player, certainly a young player, you've got to give them time to adapt, not just to the football, but to also the culture that he's coming to and where he lives and everything else. And so there won't be any pressure on the boy, but there'll be... we'd be looking at, you know, he does really push on and he does become part of the first team squad.
I've got to apologise to you now. I'm going to sound like a stuck record, but I'm going to say the words Mikel Antonio again to you, as I have done so many times this summer. Anything to report there at all?
Well, we must have a stuck record, because mine's stuck as well.
so nothing then?
There's not. Listen, the only thing I'll say is that we are in conversations with the club. We're in conversations with quite a few clubs at the moment and a few players. We're just trying to make sure that, you know, everything's right. But when you're trying to get a player from another club, as it were, letting a player go, it's difficult, because I would imagine they're trying to find somebody before they release somebody.
How long, Dave, are you prepared to wait for Antonio? As long as it takes?
As long as it takes. Yeah.
As long as it takes.
As long as it takes, yeah. I think, you know, Mikel was intimated that he would love to come back. And we'll wait for as long as we possibly can, until we feel that we're not going anywhere and we need to move and look elsewhere.